It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Other than visual clues, what can lead an officer to further investigate a traffic stop?
You know, in Kansas, the smell of marijuana, as an example, is probable cause to go further in an investigation. You want police officers to use all of their senses that they possibly can, that to build from reasonable suspicion to probable cause to making that arrest. We don't want that autotron. We don't want that radar ticket machine that doesn't have any contact with individuals. Because the other piece to this pie is there's a lot of individuals from Amber Alerts that have been located by the traffic stop, or also Silver Alerts involving individuals that may have a medical condition that are stopped in those vehicles. So keeping the roadways safe, secure, and getting out and meeting the public, and looking at the totality of the circumstances, knowing that our business is not just to write tickets, that it is a costly process to do, brings in a little bit of money to the bottom line, City Hall, but not enough to do much for the police budget.
What's the dispatcher's role in making stops?
Dispatchers in law enforcement, 911 operators today, they are the first responders for the first responder. And they are almost always, unless it's an on-view incident by a police officer, they're the first contact that people who are in need have with any emergency service, police, fire, or EMS. They are the touchstone for the individual calling for help or needing help. And then they are also then identifying which responders, what's going on, trying to get information through that conduit on the radio as to what is happening. Sometimes, I get it, it can be an intimidating step to call 911. We don't do that on a regular basis. There's also a tendency for people to try to blurt out the entire story to the dispatcher. We don't want that. Remember, this is the conduit that is passing key information to get the first responder on scene who can actually do something and help. The rule of thumb is, what are you reporting? Is it a police, fire, or medical emergency? What's going on? How many people are there? Are these suspects? Are they armed? We always like to know if people have weapons when we're driving up to a scene. And can you describe the individual? Not only are we looking for a description of the individual, but if they are associated with a car in any way, shape, or form, we love car descriptions, and we truly love license plates.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.